Kum Lerna Block Gemara. It's the day after Yom Kippur. Tovshin Ayin Ches. Gratz Tog. Bottom of the page. I have all this. This is part of Yom Kippur's Gemara. Says the Gemara. Ba'baye v'rova. Five lines at the bottom. Hai al techalal. It says al techalal with a double lamed. So it teaches you two things. As bitchalaz noisa, don't send her out to be mezana. This is yesterday's. Ayin vav amar aleph. Amar aleph on the bottom of the page. The bottom. My amar rebbe, by four lines on the bottom of the page. Amar rebbe money. Zahamesi is bitchalazok. If you marry your daughter to an old man, you're forcing her to go into znus. Because the old man is not interested in satisfying her. Okay, the Tanya we learned. Al techalal as bitchal as naisa. Don't start your daughter off that she should become promiscuous and all that. Rabbi Lozer is a hamesi bitchal zaki. Marry off to an old man. Rabbi Kiva is a mashe bitte begeris. If you refuse to let her get married until she's much older because you want her to serve you. And that is causing, meanwhile, she's interested in getting married. You're not letting her, so she'll be going to znus. Omer of Kahan, Rabbi Kiva. There's nobody who's poor, El Rosh Aram, a conniving evil person who's poor. And somebody leaves his daughter and delays a marriage because he's selfish and he wants to use her as a maid. Isn't that part of a Rosh Aram? Why are you separating it to? Isn't he what we said, a conniving Rosh? This is how you read it. Now enough, I involve him with Bayes on top of the page. Ezehu ani Rosh Aram, who is considered a conniving poor Russia, Zamasha bita begedes. He delays his daughter's marriage because he wants to use her. Or Ayin Vav on the base at the top of the page. But Omer of Kamkana said, Mashur Rakib, heavy Zohim, and Ayyuatzach, keep away. We're doing a little bit of Yesa Gemara. Keep away from those people who advise you for their own personal benefit because they're not thinking about your welfare. Omer of Yudam, but I have a Mesa Beatles. Look, if you marry your daughter to an old man, if you marry a woman to a very young boy, if you return an object to Goy, now your din is you don't return an object to Goy unless it's a Kiddush Hashem, then you have to return it, or a Chil Hashem if you don't. But if the Goy doesn't know, you shouldn't return it, and Rashi explains why you shouldn't return it, because it shows then that when you do return it by Yid, you're not doing it because Hashem told you, you're doing it because you're a good person, or it makes you feel good, and you're not doing it because it's a mitzvah. All of Akosavimir and him, the Pazik says, Laman's face, Horovas at Semeya, you're trying to attach somebody who has everything to somebody who doesn't have. La Yevashev Shlech, Hashem does not forgive you. By seven lines at the top. Mesa, he has a question. Ha'oyevas Ishtiki Guf, if somebody loves his wife, you should, if he loves your wife, equal to yourself. V'amechabda Yesav Gufa, you honor her more than yourself by giving her nice clothes. V'amadir bond of v'nezah shodah, if you raise your children in the right way. V'amesiyan samalapirka, and you marry your children before they get of age. All of Akosav, I mean, by this person, the Torah says the most beautiful things. V'yadaita, I know, kisholam o'alecha, you will know there's peace in your tent. V'kadat o'levecha, you remember your family, v'leisechta, and you no longer sin. So you see from here that what? That underage is a good thing. And before you said that giving it to a boy a cotton is not a good thing to get married. Some a half a year, a year before the bar mitzvah is all right. Taser already asks, a boy under bar mitzvah can't have kedushin. So Taser, you're right, there's no kedushin, but there's no znus either. Znus means illicit relationship. Talk about what we learned. That's a very interesting Gemara. Ha'oyev hashcheinov, if you love your neighbors, v'hamekarev es krevov, and you're close to your family. In the best way of being close to your family is you marry your niece. And if you lend money to a poor man when he is really hard pressed, all of our kosovimim, about him the pasuk says, "Oz tikri," you'll call out, and Hashem will answer you. And Rashi explains that a neighbor is like part of family, because the pasuk that says, "Toiv shachin toiv shachin korev me och rachuk," that is better a close neighbor than a distant member of the family. Today, I guess, with the internet and all that, telephones, nobody's far. But it's good to be good to your neighbors. Okay, back to the Gemara we learned. Talk about a mother-in-law's mother. Talk about what we learned. It says in the Pasuk, if they committed a sin, the mother and the daughter, you should burn them and him. So he and them, he gets burned, but them also. He and one of them. Divrei Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that only the mother-in-law gets burned, but not the mother-in-law's mother, because that's not written in the Torah. Rabbi Kiva says, "Oysoy ve'eshteyan," he gets burned, and both of them, which sounds like the mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother. My benai, what's going on here? They're both talking about the mother-in-law, not the mother-in-law's mother, because the Torah is not talking about it explicitly. But Rabbi Shmuel suffered the most amazing thing. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Oisoi the Eshen, when the Pasuk says he and them, Eshen does not mean them. You know what Eshen means? Oisoi the Esachmen, him and one of the other ones. Another his mother-in-law, not his mother-in-law's mother. In the Torah, at least, his mother-in-law's mother is not mentioned. Well, how does Eshen, which in the Hebrew means them, mean only one? She came Beloshen Yevani, because in Greek, Koidin La'achas, you know how you say one in Greek? Hina. The Torah is using a word, Eshen, a Greek word, which is an amazing thing, the Bishmal says. To mean what? He. The aim chab moise, what about the mother's mother? So it means on the mother-in-law. It's Midrasha, it's only a Drasha. Now, Bekivus, Abkivu holds, no. Oisoi ve Eshen, Oisoi ve Eshteyen. Eshen means both of them. The aim chab moise, hochaksiva, so not, what do you mean both of them? Because the mother-in-law and the mother's mother, both included. Rava, my Rava says, no. Everyone agrees the mother-in-law's mother's not included. So what's the machlekes Abishmor Abakiva? The argument is that the mother-in-law's, if your wife passed away and your mother-in-law is alive and you have an illicit relationship with her, what happens then? Rava, my chamoisai la'achamisa after the wife died. Ika benai the machlekes whether you get burned or not. Abishmor says, chamoisai la'achamisa b'se get burned. Abakiva says, isur ba'am, it's only an isur. If the wife is no longer alive, then it's only an isur. Mishnah. We move away from family now. The Elu Hein Hanerogim. We finish now with Nisrafim burnt. Now we go to those who get killed by the scythe. Horotech, a murderer gets killed with a knife. Anche Ilan Adacha, the people who were part of the city who all worshipped Avodah Zarah. Roitzeach, now, talking about only these two. Roitzeach, Shehikese Eyu, if a murderer hit his friend, Be'evim with a stone or a basil, a piece of metal. The Kovash Olav Latechamayim, or I took your head and I submerged it under the water. And I didn't let you go back up, so you drowned. Oy, letecha'ud, I pushed you in the fire and let you come out. Then yochalal, you can't come out. Mishra from there, but Mason died. Chayiv, I'm chayiv, chayiv, a murder. What about dochvoy letecha mayim? What about if I pushed him into the water? Oy, letecha'ud, I pushed him into the fire. Oh, but the yochalas, Mishra, he could have walked out if he wanted to, but Mason, he didn't. Potter, I'm potter then, because I didn't kill you. I caused you to die because you could have walked out. Shisa boys, I kelev, I stirred up a dog to bite you. She's a boy, and I stirred up a snake. Potter. Because I didn't, and they bite you, the dog did, the snake did. But if he should bite, so I'm only a grommer causing you potter. But if he should bite, I had the snake in my hand, and I brought the snake to you, and I got it to bite you, Rabbi Huda holds chayiv, and Chom holds still potter. Why Chom a potter is because the poison, the venom, is not in the world until the snake gives a bite. So therefore, I didn't do that. Gemara, explain that. A lot of laws in Shabbos that we learn from this Gemara right here, believe it or not, the laws of causation. Amar Shmuel, first Shmuel says, when it talks about using a piece of wood or a stone to hit somebody, it says in the pasuk yad, it says, you know, be clay eight yad or be even yad, and by because of metal is no yad, no handle. So he answers, Shabbazel maybe bechoshu, a piece of metal kills with the slightest amount. You don't need a handle. You don't need any pressure because metal is strong. Tanya Nami Hochi, Rebbe Yemi, goal of the Yidu'al of Nevisha Omar Eilam, the Abishah knows, Shabazl Meimis Bekosha, metal can kill you on with the smallest amount, no matter how much it weighs. Leficha loy nit notayde by shir, that's why there's no amount. Vahani mili de borze mivres, it depends how you use the metal. If I prick you with the metal, I can hit you in the heart and kill you. It doesn't matter what, the metal can be a needle. But if I smack you with it, then of course there has to be a weight, it has to be heavy, strong, and so on. Now, starts the Gemara, the Kovash all of the Techamayim, if I took your head and I pushed it into the water, if I push you in the water and you died, I'm chaye, but if you were in the water, if I push you in the water, if you were in the water and I didn't let you come out, I'm chaye, but if I push you in the water, you could have walked out and you didn't, I'm potter. Says the Gemara, Reisha, the Vusikamash, in the beginning, is a Kiddush, the Sefer, the Vusikamash, the Sefer is also a Kiddush. Reisha, the Vusikamash, when you went in the water yourself, I just didn't let you come out, Afagav, the let you doff, I didn't push you in the water. You put your head under the water to swim, and I put my hand and didn't let you come out. Kivin and Yochalalas, Mishom, the May, since you cannot rise from the water, Chayip, if I'm responsible. Sefer, the Vusikamash, the end of the Kiddush Kamash, that I did push you in, but you could have come out. Avagav, the doch, even I pushed you in, Kivin the Yochalalas, you could have walked out, the Mason, and you died by on your own, potter on potter. How do you know that if you hold somebody's head down that he can't come out? I didn't put you in there. You put your head under the water and I'm not letting you come out. How do you know that I'm liable? It says in the pasuk, it says that if you hate somebody, you hit him, or you hate him, and you hit him, you're chayiv. What do you mean, or is coming to add something? What's or coming to add something? Can you tell me to add? What do you call it? Le Rabba is to include Mitzamtzim. I'm holding you back. I'm not letting you come out. who got rid of the person, the mitamtum lechayivosa, as a person that did not allow the animals to escape, the chavre, b'shim shenol, they were out in the sun, it was boiling hot. He didn't let them go into the barn. He closed the door, so there was still scorching heat, and they all died from the heat, exhaustion. The meister died. Avinu mechayiv. Well, it's the same thing as our Mishnah. I didn't let them go out, so they're chayiv. And Rav Acha bar Rav Potter, Rav Acha, the son of Rav, says you are Potter. Ravina says you're chayiv. Kal v'chayiv. You're chayiv. What do you mean? Ma retzeach. Madoch, when Zika damages has a certain angle, from a certain angle, is more strict than murder. Why? Marib, when it comes to murder, shaloi yasabajim, it comes to murder, is a big difference if it was intentional or unintentional. Intentional, I get killed for it. Unintentional, I go to Golos. The oinus keratzen, if it was an oinus, I'm totally exempt. If it was an accident. Yet, chai by mitzamtzen, by murder, we said, but if I did not let your head come up in the water, I'm liable. The zikin, when it comes to damages, sha'asab and sha'igikimazit, when it comes to the zikin, it makes no difference if you did it unintentionally or I broke your window. It doesn't make difference if I did it by mistake or on purpose. I'm always liable. Adam would lailam. V'ayin is keratzen. And if I was forced into something, I'm just as liable as if I did it willingly. Surely the din should be that I should be mechayiv, the one who held you back. However, Rav Acha bar Rav poter, Rav Acha bar Rav says, poter, why? Why does he hold when it comes to the zikin, you are poter? He didn't let the animal come back in the house. Omar Rav Meshashi, Rav Meshashi said, my time of the Abu Adab, what's the svar of my Zayde? My Zayde was Rav Acha bar Rav, so his elder Zayde was Rav. What's the svar of my Zayde? The poter, Omar Kro, it says in Posik, Mois, Yumus. In that pasuk, he should die. Hamake, right? The pasuk oy be'eva, which we learn out the idea of, and I didn't put you in the water. You went in the water, but I don't let your head come out. I'm responsible. There it says, Moisim yumus hamake reitzeichu. What if they say he's a murderer? Obviously, he's a murderer. The Torah is trying to tell you, but reitzeichu the chayiv la mitzamtzim. When do we chayiv somebody for not letting? You didn't do it, but you're not letting it fix itself up only by murder. Benazikin le chayiv la mitzamtzim. But not when it comes to nazikin, when it comes to damages. The you are potter. So from a certain angle, murder is so you say, Rava, that murder, that Nezikin is stricter than murder. I hold the murder is stricter than Nezikin. Okay, from the Gemara on, we should learn Rashi, because it's a very important Gemara in the laws of Shabbos, opening a fridge on Shabbos, and all those kind of things. Amar Rava says, Rava, Kofsa, if Reuven ties up Shimon in a chair, doesn't let him go out, and eventually he dies from hunger. V'meis, but Rav, you think I'm a murderer or not? Potter. I am potter. And the same, what's the logic in that? But why? Why do you think he's potter? Because I didn't kill you. I caused you to die. I did not kill you. And that Rava says, I took you and I placed you in the scorching sun. Mace, and you died from it. Bitsina, I placed you in the cold. Mace, you died from chayiv. Why was the difference? I didn't kill you, the sun killed you. I didn't cause you. No. Because soif chama love, soif tina love. Sorry. Chayiv, chayiv. But if soiv chama lovey, what happens if I put you there in the middle of the night? There was no sun there at all right now. And we'll come later. Soiv tina lovey. I put you out. It's in, you know, the land. It was a warm day today, but tomorrow there's going to be a cold change. There's going to be absolutely freezing. Potter and potter. What's going on? What's the difference? Let's do Rashi. Rashi, the first narrow line. Kav soiv v'meiz barav. I tied you up and you died from hunger and potter. This is the key. The Bishar Shekov said, while I tie you up, Inkan Dover Harega, the cause of death hasn't happened yet. You weren't hungry yet. And even if you were a little bit hungry, I didn't bring that hunger.
Very funny.
That's called cause. Cause means if it doesn't happen straight away. If it happens later, I'm a potter. But two things. It happens later, and the thing is not here yet. V'harav b'me'elav, the hunger comes on its own. V'hoylich v'chazik, gets stronger and stronger. La'achazman, over time. Kol shah, every moment. V'leidami l'tzamtzim b'mayim. This is different than the case where you put your head in the water and I'm going to let you out. V'ur in the fire. Da'hoyedim azumin. This is going to kill you. You're already in the water. You're already in the water. And it's definitely going to happen very soon and that you're going to die. And you're already starting. You can't breathe. Right now, you can't breathe under the water. But you didn't die. You cannot breathe. So therefore, the cause of your death, which is you cannot breathe, is here already. It just takes a few minutes. the fire is burning you.
As in the previous page.
Exactly. That's why you're chayv. Because that's not causing.
Very funny thinking.
Yeah.
But who started all?
You're right. But the difference between if I do something direct or cause. So if I tie you up and you're not hungry, even a little bit hungry right now, but you're not, hunger is not, then of death is not here yet. So it happened later. That's called a cause. What about the sun? If I put you in the sun right now, the sun is already what's going to kill you. It's right here, right now. The sun is right here, right now, and you're there. You're definitely going to die from the sun. Therefore, it's not a cause, it's definite. But if I put you in the middle of the night, the sun is not here yet, and then later the sun comes, even though it's definite, I just cause it. Look at Rashi.
Any rabbis that agree with me?
Not one.
Right? Not one?
Not one. Sorry to say. In this case, of Yehuda, you're out of whack. Seif chama love potter, says Rashi. In other words, im loy hoise sham chama, there was no sun, b'shar shekaf, so when I tie you up, abo seif love, the sun will come here tomorrow. V'zela yochel amad, and you cannot stand up. So, right, it's like the water, you can't get out. But right now, see, in the water, you're in the water already, in the water, you cannot breathe. Here, the sun is not here yet. V'seif lamad, potter and potter, why? Shaloy hoya ha hoiding mezumen lahadega. At this moment, right now, the cause of death is not here. The gramu, I just caused it. So a court of law down here cannot penalize you. Elishmaim, the Eibishter will hold you responsible. But okay, back to the Gemara. So cause is potter. Back to the Gemara. Rava said, "If I tie you up in front of a lion, potter and potter. Why am I potter here? You know why you potter here? We'll see in a minute more. Because even if I wouldn't have tied you up, you would have been killed because a lion can kill you. What about the person who tied you up? Maybe I know how to deal with lions, but you don't. Leaf na yitushin, if I tied you up in front of a whole bunch of roaches and would eventually kill you, chayiv, you're chayiv. By roaches, you're chayiv. Why? Because the roaches, you could have walked away and I didn't let you walk away. And the roaches are here already. So the roaches are here and I didn't, it's like you're in the water and I didn't let you leave. You didn't die straight away. It's definitely, the cause of death is here already. And I didn't let you leave, so you're chayiv. Rav Asher says, even lifnei yitushin nami potter. Also, roaches, you're potter, the gnats, you're potter. Why? Because hani ozli v'hani osu. The roaches or the gnats that were here when I put you here are no longer here. These are other ones. And these were not here at the time. Rava says, we look at all the gnats as one group. And Rav Asher says, no, look at each gnat as an individual. Rashi. Kofse lifnei ari potter, says Rashi. Dinami loha yukof. Because even if you wouldn't have been tied up, loha yukol hatzel atzemina ur ari, you couldn't save yourself from a lion. Bekula gasin omar Rava. All dinim of Rava. Hani ozli v'hani osu. V'loi mes ayidei yetushim v'rashonim. Even Abaye doesn't argue with Rav over here. If Abaye doesn't argue, nobody's going to argue. Hani ozli v'hani osu. V'loi mes ayidei. He didn't die ayidei yetushim v'rashonim. First nat. Shoyim u'chonim shom. They were waiting. Shekama kittis avru olav. The whole bunch of groups went by. Back to the Gemara. Itmo, we're going to learn a whole bunch of cases of causation. We learned kofa olav gigis. If I took a barrel. A barrel doesn't have much space, and I covered you with the barrel, so eventually you're going to die because you have nothing to breathe. Upara lav mazivi, sitting in a room, and I removed the roof, so the freezing cold air from outside came in and killed you. Rava v'rab zeyde, chad om achayiv, v'chad om apotter. Now here, it's not exactly direct. It still takes time. It's not exactly where the sun is already out there or you're already in the water. Here, the first few seconds you can breathe, but it's almost inevitable. It's inevitable you're going to die. So this is not like the case where the sun is not here at all, and it's coming tomorrow. Here, the barrel's already here, the cold is already here, but it hasn't yet started. It's just starting right now. So therefore, it's in between the cases we had before. So here we have Machlek Zerov and Abzeda. Chadam Echayiv Chadam Epotter. This time makes sense. Zerov and Epotter. Rov is a potter. Why? It's a causation. The Omar Rove Kofsi Vamez Bura Potter. If I tied you up and you died later from hunger, you're a potter because the death is not here yet. Same thing over here. When I put you in the barrel, the death is not here yet. You can still breathe, but you're sucking out the air. But the death is not here. Same thing here. When I took the roof off, you know, your house, your room is still warm from before. It's going to take time. It's inevitable. It's going to take time. It's like it's in between the other cases. But nevertheless, it's like a causation because it's not straight away. Rashi will explain. Kofel of Gigi is about 7 lines at the bottom. Amazed by Havoli, died from lack of air. Oisha Potter, Olam, as you remove the roof, is a Yoshin, you were sleeping. Venich, Nisamatina, a cold entered. Potter, Yah Potter, Shahoidig, Bolachasman, the cause of death came later. Okay, so therefore it's like causation. Says the Gemara, Adirabe, back to the Gemara, on the contrary. 5 lines at the bottom, Testayim, I'll conclude that Abzeda Doma Potter. Maybe Abzeda is the one that says Potter, why? And Rabbi holds that in this case, maybe Yechai, because this is maybe not like causation. Kodomer Abzeda said, Haiman, this person, the Eilil Lechavre, who brought his friend in, the base of the Shisha, I put you in a house of marble, which is completely sealed. And therefore, eventually the oxygen is going to run out. Ba'adlik le'shiraga, and I lit a candle of a maize chayik. What did the candle do? The candle sucked away all the oxygen, and therefore you die in a chayiv. It seems like time of the adlik le'shiraga, only because I lit a candle. Hoy loy adlik le'shiraga, if I would not have lit a candle, loy, I would not be responsible. Why not? But eventually you're going to die. There's no oxygen left in the room because I only caused that. At the moment I put you in there, there was enough oxygen. And then over time, the oxygen left. And yet I'm potter because it's a causation. So this is no different than the case I removed your roof. So the Gemara, no die from there. Amri, I'll say, Hosom over there, beloy shrage, without the candle, loy maschil havola. Nothing started because there's plenty of oxygen. Rashi. The base of the shisha, 5 lines at the bottom, just saw some yesa all closed up. Ain't hevel ha'ur and the heat of the fire of haneir yochel lots of manik. Nothing can escape. Time of dali shrag, you light a fire. Shazim is ha'ur, you prepared his death. Holla adli dali shrag, didn't light a fire. V'mezen, he died. Behevel pivi died. Eventually, because of the carbon of his mouth, there's no oxygen. Dumye the couple of gigas potes potes. So the answer no. If you don't light a candle, le maschil havola b'shaiter. He didn't. Then nothing started at all. B'yad b'shas kfiya maschil v'akachayil b'chazik. In other words, in the case where I put you in the bed, I remove the roof over there, the coal starts straight away. If I put you in the gigis, it starts straight away. Here, nothing starts straight away. It's a little while later. Slowly but surely, the air escapes. Is changed from oxygen to carbon, but the fire starts straight away. Says he motivated. Even without the candle, starts straight away in the barrel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, says Rava. We're going to learn now more cases of causes. Says Rava, Doch for the boy. I pushed somebody into a pit, and there was a ladder there at the time. There, Sulim the boy, there was a ladder at the time, and he could have walked out. But Bo Achar Vesilka, another guy came and moved the ladder away, and eventually he died from hunger. Vafilu, even who caught them Vesilka, or even if he himself went. I pushed you in the pit, and 5 minutes later, I stole the ladder. And then you died. Potter. I caused your death. Why? Because at the time, to be eaten of the Sharia, when I threw you in, I'm not a murderer. It could have walked out. And later, when I moved your ladder and I let you die, I caused your death. I didn't kill you. Rashi, Vafilu, who had doichavat, the guy pushed him in, caught his looked away. Cutting to loss, the boy, Potter. Be eaten of the Sharia, Yochel also. When I threw you in, you could have 3 lines on the top. But Potter, Alatchi, I'm Potter for pushing you in because you could have survived. You can't hold me liable for taking away the ladders. The Gromba Ba'amu, I just caused it. Vafilu, okay, next speed. Amar Rav says Rav. When I involve on a base, about 6 lines on the top. But the only reason why we let open the fridge on Shabbos is because of the Gemara, so you better be careful what you say. No, you better be careful. No, really, because if you don't believe in causation, then you're not open the fridge on Shabbos, you don't do anything on Shabbos. So be careful. Because when you open it, eventually the refrigerator starts. Or even if it closes and doesn't start, it'll start 10 minutes earlier because you brought heat in. How can you do that on Shabbos? It's a bit different from earlier. It's exactly the same thing because it didn't happen straight away, so you only caused it. You're allowed to cause things on Shabbos.
The same way if you open tables of water.
No, what's Avera? There's no Avera there. But what's Avera? What
eventually, the pump will start somewhere to build up pressure.
No, that's too. That's not here, somewhere else. No. But you're right. Maybe the same thing. If you use the same logic. Yeah. We're up to Amar Rava here. Amar Rava, Rava said, Zorak boy chait, I threw an arrow at somebody, but Vitris Biyada, that guy had a shield in his hand, so he could have protected himself. But then, another guy came along, Vinotlang stole the shield from his hand, and the arrow went and killed him.
Maybe he couldn't protect himself, maybe you were too fast.
But he could have, he had it in front of him. He could have. At least I'm not a murderer. But what happened was, Vafilu, who caught the Vinotle? I was such a quick runner. I'm the Olympic runner. I can run faster than my arrow. If that's possible in theory. I ran faster than arrow, and I pulled away the shield. I'm potter. Because when I threw the arrow, you had a shield, so I wasn't a murderer. Then when I removed the shield, I'm just causing your murder, causing your potter. To be eaten of the Shadjibay, when I threw it, Mifsik Piske Girei, this arrow could have been stopped. And the same thing for Amar Rava says, Zorak by Chetz, let's say I threw an arrow, Visamonim Yoda, you had a certain medicine, the guy had medicine that somehow or another you could pierce me with an arrow, I take that medicine, cover that, pull the arrow out, cover it, and my body heals straight away. Whatever the medicine is, it'll be a wonderful medicine, we can find it. Uvo Achav Pizan, and after I threw the arrow, another guy came and took the medicine and threw it on the ground. Or I feel who caught them a pizan? I ran faster than the arrow, and I ran and I took the medicine away from you, and I threw it on the ground. Potter. Why did be eaten of the shod the bay when I threw the arrow? Yochel israpes avi, could have been healed. So I'm not a murderer for throwing it, and when I took away your medicine, I'm just a cause. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Hicha defo, afilu samonin b'shuk." Even if there was no medicine there, it was medicine in the market, that he could have gone to the marketplace and bought the medicine, because you still have time, you don't die straight away. And if I'm not chai, if I murdered you. What happened when I threw it? If I threw it, and you didn't have any medicine, but then it turned out to be there was medicine in one of the drugstores there, in one of the chemists, and you were able to go there and save yourself. What happens then? And probably didn't bother going. Am I a murderer? He's an innocent man because you could have gone to the chemist and saved yourself. Glanz nicht mit Eugen. Rashi. Rashi. Three lies and an arrow lies. Samadi Harui Lirapoy said had medicine that could have saved him. Be yodai shall harug in the hand of the victim. Hilcha kim nim yesham samonim. If there were medicine, haruyu l'rapoy say. Be yodai, he's able to heal himself. Potet le, I am exempt. Afilu eina be yodai elo shemitzui mishuk. Even doesn't have it. It's in the marketplace. Likne b'shal, he could have bought it. Had elu ke elu him be yodai like in the hand. Upotet is potet. Afilu lo nim zakan. Even he cannot find it afterwards. What about his damnu le samonim? At the time I threw the arrow, I didn't know you had medicine. You didn't know either. And then you found some. Le muke achramaka after the victim. Like Connor, he didn't bother buying it. Didn't bother healing. Ma, what's it in? Me, I'm new. He says, at the time when I threw the arrow, I didn't know about the medicine, neither did the victim. I'm a murderer. And Lapoyle didn't buy the medicine, so I'm guilty. Could have healed himself. Or do we say? Because he could have healed himself, I'm not a murderer. Or because at the time of throwing Lavi Samanin, we didn't know about it. The Makas Mavazu. So we answer had a yotzim bebezin zakai. The fact is, he could have healed himself. Klaimer hoyel the koydim amdu bedin. Matzil is chus. He found a way out. Ain lan lechayv. We cannot hold him responsible. Says the Gemara, more cases. V'amar Rava says Rava. Zorak tzrei bekoysel. You threw a pebble against the wall. The chazer lachayde, like off the wall. You throw the ball on the wall and it goes back. V'harga, and it killed somebody. Chayiv yichayiv. Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Because I intended to kill that person, and I aimed at the wall that it should go back and hit that person with my force, so therefore I did it with Koyach. It's not a Koyach Sheni, it's not a secondary force. I'm Chayev because I did it. V'tana Tuna, we actually let the Braisha support it. You're going, Elu HaMesachkin Bekadur. Those people who play around with a ball, Shahargoy, and it killed somebody, Bemazed. If I did it deliberately in the head, I'll get killed. Even though I didn't throw the ball directly on him, I threw it in the wall. But I aimed it that it should go back to him, and with force, I'm Chayev. But Bishaygi guy didn't unintentionally go and I go to Golos. For example, Bishaygi guy, I'm sure. Of course, he did. He killed somebody. Bishaygi, you go to Ori Miklat. The Mazin Neharogin Itzchle. This is the Chiddush. Ma would it take Masos? When the people warned you, hey, you're throwing the ball against the wall, you might hit that person. And they didn't know for sure. You know for sure that the guy throw the ball in the wall and hit the person. It's only a doubtful Hasra. And we have a general rule: we give Hasra in a doubt. It's not really Hasra. Mi Yema Dahadra, who says I'll go back and hit the guy. Kamashalon, that it's not considered safi, because people do this all the time, they know how to aim. Rashi, the first word line, Tsurai, he threw it, Tsurai, Bekoisel, and his Kavin Ladich, where he intended to kill him, Vizorak Tsurai, he threw the stone, Vihika Bekoisel, Bekoichel, he hit it with force. Vichozra Mekoichel, Achayde, went backwards, Vihargoy, and killed the guy, Chayiv, though, Namikoichel, this is your force. Keep going, for example, Elam Mesachkin Bekadosh Argo. When I was growing up, we used to play this game. You throw the ball against the wall, then it goes back, and whoever catches it. Regilin Tanoikis. Here's an interesting game. It used to be, as Rashi says, it was a game in his times. Kids, in times of Gemara. Lahakis Hakadu Bekoisu Bekoyach. He would throw the ball against the wall with force. Kadesha Tachzin Lachayda Harbet. You go far away, back. Ula Achar Shezorkoi. And after they throw it, who runs? He runs. The Chavedoi and his friend, Oiches the Kadur, his friend tries to grab a hold of the ball. Umako Oisebo, and he catches the ball and tries to throw it at him to catch him. Im Yochel Chavenahudu Zore Bekoisel Ashmin Tana, if you're able to aim, and when you throw the ball against the wall, you can aim exactly where it should land. Im Niskaven Shatari Chavedoi Bechazros Lachoyde, intended that the ball should go back. The yesh boy kidei lahamis, and there's enough there to kill. Chayiv yachayiv, chayiv. Because you aimed it. You're a murderer. Says the Gemara, even though it wasn't direct, you're a murderer because it's your force. Says the Gemara, the Tachlifa Bar Marava, the son of the West. Kamei de Rabavu, alert before Rabavu, kigayin elu, these people, hamasachkin bekadur, that playing with bull. Shahargu toichar ba'amas, if he killed within, if the victim was within four amas. You are potter, even if it's unintentional, you don't have to go to Golis. Because usually when you throw the ball, you want to go far. This happened too close, which means that not only was a mistake, it was like you didn't ever intend the ball to go there. And when we say Shaggy, you go to Golis, and you knew what you were doing, you just know that there's a victim there. Here, you had no intention for the ball to land there. You wanted to go far. Rashi, Eila Masachim Bekadosh Hargadol Potter. That first line is Peturin, parallel to the Gemara we're learning right now. Im Haya Hamuka, the victim, Im Mebetech Arba Amos Lekayis, within 4 amos of wall. Lei Spikol Lachs of Dald Amos, the ball did not go back 4 amos. Atchim Matzosayik hit the victim, Vahargot and killed him. Potter, Hazoyik Megol Ya Potter. Chutzla Dald Amos Chayiv Gol Zichayiv. Says the Gemara, Vaiter Omle Ravin Lavashi. Back to the Gemara. First one lines Omle Omle Ravin Lavashi. Ravin Lavashi. Hey Chidami, what's going on here? If he's happy where the ball landed, then I feel a putanami. Who cares if it's 2 amas away from the wall or 20 amas? If that's where I wanted the ball to land, then that's what I wanted to do. It's intentional. And if I'm not happy where the ball landed, then I feel 2 amas. What's in 4 amas? And let's say I wanted to land 20 amas away and landed 15 amas away. Even though it's 15 amas, but I never intended the ball to land it. So what's the difference? What's this 4 amas thing? It's irrelevant. The question should be what my intention was. Amalei stam mechsachkin bekado. Generally, when people play ball, they're happy once the ball goes beyond 4 amas. Yeah, we'll have to go more 4 amas. Rashi stam mesachim bekado. Kama the first line is kama, about 5 lines above the middle wide lines. Middle wide lines, further down, lower down. The first line is kama. So Rashi umikarve lekaisel. They go close to the wall. B'shosh zarkin. What happens is you go close to the wall when you throw the ball. You're happy. You're happy if it goes far away, and far away is 4 amas. You're not happy if it lands, but more than 4 amas, you're happy. East, so Rashi learns the whole Gemara we're talking about Shagig. However, East and Mefarshi, others learn Chayov and Pturin, and deliberate Kigash, he's warned him. But Rashi doesn't like that because they warned him, and then they know exactly where he wanted the ball to land. Says the Gemara further. Back to the Gemara. The Memra, the first line is Meinach Nichle. The Memra, you want to say, you're telling me, if you throw a ball against the wall, and then it goes back, or a rock, and it goes back and hits somebody, I'm chai, because it's my action. It's not a cause, it's my action. It's my koich. I threw the wall. The wall threw the ball back. And yet you're telling me it's my action. Let me ask you a question. If I make kadesh, the din is that when you make mechates, the water of a kar mechates, you put ashes in, and you put the water on top of that. This is the part of the, you put water on top of the ashes, and right, that's how you do the mechatas, right? By paradum. So the water has to land directly into the ashes. What about a mekadesh? V'nofel kiddush al yodei, but the water fell down your hand. Oy al atzade, hit the side of the wall and then landed in there. V'achikach nofel l'sheikis, it fell into this in the jar where the ashes were. Puzzle. It's not called direct. You're telling me that if I throw the wall and then it bounces back, it's called direct. Here, the water hits the wall and then it lands in the keli. It's not considered direct. So you want to hook my skin in the b'shoises. We're talking about not that you threw it. It dripped down. That's why it's not direct. But if you hit it, it'll be all right. Toshma, coming here. Machat a needle, shayina sunnah. The din is by if a keli becomes tameh. Just like a person, you have to sprinkle from the paradum, so too kelim, you sprinkle from the paradum. So what happens? Machat a needle, shayina sunnah, ala chedes, was lying there on a clay shard. He's a leh, and you sprinkle water. Now, we're not sure, did the sprinkle go directly on the needle, or did it hit the earthen keli and bounced off and hit the needle? And the difference is, if it bounced off, it's no good. No, we see, you said before, if it bounces off, it's considered your koyach, and here's the clue, it's not. Sofik ala machet, it's questionable whether you hit directly the needle. Sofik ala chedes, he's a, whether you hit the clay chedes, umitzol has, and then from there, it hit the needle. Puzzle, you apostle. No, when you said before that if you do direct, it's all right. Amar Rav Chinna by Yehuda Mashmei Rav Matza Itmar. Not talking about a case. Not that that's what happened. Sprinkled. It'll be good. You found some of the water on the needle, and you don't know what happened. And the three possibilities: it went direct, or it hit the klei cheres and then it hit that, or it just dripped down the klei cheres and it dripped down there, which is no good. Dripping down is not force, but if you struck it by force, even if it bounced back, it's considered force. Itmar, but our Papa says. Back to the Gemara here. Now, this is a very important Gemara. Hi, man, the kofse lechavre. You tie somebody up. And don't glance to the egg. You tie somebody up. The Ashkil Ole Bitkidamai. Here, there's a wall there, a dam holding the water back. Right? I put somebody right in front of the wall. Somebody was there. I tie him up to the chair so he can go. And then I go to the wall. I remove the wall. I make a big hole in the wall, and suddenly the water comes out. I am guilty for murder because the water was building up pressure to go. As soon as I moved the wall, the water came down by force. I'm chayv. This is all talking about the water that came straight down. This is where it introduces the concept of the difference between the first force and the second force. What's the definition of a second force? Look at Rashi here. Rashi is five lines on the bottom. Gira de Deyu, it's your arrow. Hein hein chitza, these are your arrows. Four lines about the first line, Kizoidik. Kizoidik by chetz, as if you threw an arrow, or can the Mefarish Vazel explain. Shahamayim boyim bekoyach rishon ola meyad. The first force, as soon as you move the wall, make a hole in the wall, the water comes out with a shturim. Bank. You go, shenichi samuch l'svas hayam. I put you next to the water. Vahasofa midrun. I put you next to the water, and then it's on a slope, and there's a wall there. I move the wall. Bekoyach rishon, Rashi learns differently than most Rishonim. Koyach rishon is kishepinu lehem derech letzadze. When the water is already coming down, but you move the water, you channel the water in the direction where he was sitting. Miyad naflo, the water fell right on top of him. That's your force. Avo bekoyach sheni shehenicha rochek tzas. You know what sheni means? You were not sitting right there. I channeled the water, but you were 100 meters away. So you weren't there, right there. You know, the water didn't land straight on you. First, the water rolled down the floor, and therefore it hit you. That's called koyach sheni, distant. I made a hole in the wall. The water, as soon as it came out of the wall, jettisoned out of the wall, didn't land on you because you weren't there. You were 50 meters away. That's called koyach sheni. Afterwards, it traveled to the place you were there. Other Rishonim learn, the first water that comes out of the wall or the second water, you're right in front of the wall. But if the first water didn't kill you yet, it was the second water, because a lot more, then that's called a causation. And this is what you use in refrigerators. The first electricity, the second electricity, and all that. Setting what have I did. This is a rapop, was Rava's Talmud. Zorak tzrei lemaila. If you throw a ball, a stone upwards, the whole chalitz done. If it comes straight down, then it came down by itself, gravity, I didn't murder you. But if it goes sideways, you kill somebody, chayiv. Because why is it not coming straight down? There's still a little bit of my force there, and therefore I'm a murderer. Rashi, v'hochel is done 2 lines at the bottom. Derech it came down. So enough looking neg, didn't come straight down. As it was traveling down, it's going outwards. If it came straight down, potter. The lav koi chayhu, it's not my strength. It's gravity, it's pulling it down. Says the Gemara Baita, Omele Mar Baravashi Papa, and Mar Baravashi Papa, my timer. What's the logic here? Mishum de Koichu. The reason is, you tell me it's my force. E Koichu Tesla, if it's my force, then how comes that continue to travel upwards? Why is it coming down? Who cares? Mar Baravashi wants to know, what's the difference if it comes straight down or if it comes down at an angle? Either way, it's coming down, not because of me. It's coming down, I'm trying to go upwards. I'm propelling it upwards. It's coming down because gravity is pulling it down. So why am I guilty at all?
Because you know it's going to happen.
But if it comes straight down, you told me I'm potter. So what's going to go straight down or that way? So he says here, "Ve'i lav koychiu." And if it's not his koyach, teizel tachas. If it's not his koyach, ve'i lav koychiu, let's go straight down. Ela koyach kochushu. So he explained to him, it's a koyach, but it's a koyach kochush. In other words, I'm still guilty because there's still a little bit of my strength. If there's no strength at all, it comes straight down. The fact that it goes on an angle means there's still some of my strength, and that's how I'm guilty. That's right. That's all it is. I'll just do Rashi. Tezalel, the last slash in the page. Or klapi milo zorki threw upwards, connected loads on the side. Top Rashi in the page. E lav koichay tezal atachas. He answered back. If it's not as koichay, it should come straight down. Tipo miyad connected straight down. The loyalist does not an angle. And the koyach kochashu. So we have koyach strong, no koyach, and a weak koyach. Ain't a koyach chazik, not a strong koyach. Elektas koychiyish kind, a little bit of koyach. The haidele ozel il. Why doesn't it continue traveling upwards? Mishum shekolach koyach chazik azika. The strong koyach is gone, and gravity is now stronger than your koyach. But even chazedes lardes comes back down to earth. Avala dayin hoylechesi memiktas koyach. A little bit of koyach is still in there. It's going an angle. They don't have gravity. Then Newton was around, but koyach is force. Koyach means force.
The force
I said, yeah. No, he talked about gravity. So they didn't give it a name yet. They just called Kayak.
Okay, we'll stop here. Please,